Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Something in the Blood, the Untold Story of Bram Stoker, the Man Who Wrote Dracula, by David J. Scull, read by James Patrick Cronin. Let's root out Bram Stoker and give him the thrall of our lives. James Joyce, Finnegan's Wake. Introduction. Bram Stoker, The Final Curtain? What manner of man is this? Bram Stoker, Dracula. There are no photographs of Bram Stoker smiling. The real Bram Stoker, at least the human being verifiably documented dozens of times by a succession of curious cameras over a period of 6 decades from the mid-19th century to the early 20th, is serious, studious, at times stuffy, and very often startled-looking. He doesn't enjoy being scrutinized. The image is completely at odds with a lifetime of people describing a warm and genial man brimming with Irish good humor. In his working notes for Dracula, he imagines that his vampire king also has an image problem, namely that photography has the power to penetrate his flesh, starkly revealing his skeletal core. Painters can't see the skeleton or capture Dracula's likeness at all. The finished canvas always looks like someone else. Stoker's earliest photographic portrait, and the only one that survives his childhood, shows an uncomfortable-looking boy of 8 in a suit of breeching clothes, staring directly at the camera, as if wondering what is expected of him. It is a characteristically haunted expression, one that would be repeated many times in his life. Whenever.